Well, I'm very happy, to say the least, that on the efforts towards better training, we've made great strides right now. I mean, the governor was willing to listen to us and to take action in regard to better training for officers and all first responders. So I think this is a wonderful thing. There were no standardized training requirements in our state, to my knowledge, and there's sporadic training at best across the state of Maryland, and I think that that was just would lead to tragedy, like my son's death. So this is a good thing, but it can't be the only thing in regard to my son's death.
Do you like to see an independent investigation into this incident? I know some of the groups that you've been working with have been calling for that. This after the Frederick County Grand Jury decided not to indict anyone. Would you like to see an independent investigation?
Absolutely. Most people involved, at least 340,000 people who signed the petitions to give to the governor, and of course my family, believe that an independent investigation is necessary to really shine light on the truth of what happened. The investigative report leaves many questions unanswered. So, yes, there was an investigation by the Frederick County Sheriff's Department, and that report has been made public. And, yes, there was a grand jury who simply went off of that investigative report that is sketchy at best. And we feel that there are still answers. There are a lot of gaps in that investigation, and we feel like there's new information that was not even included in the in original investigation. So, yes, we're still calling for an independent investigation.
The three deputies have been criminally prosecuted.
No, they have not been indicted by grand jury.
They haven't, but was that a mistake on the part of the grand jury not to indict them?
I believe that the grand jury, there was more information the grand jury should have heard before making a decision. My goal and my family's goal has been all along for all information and a complete picture of what happened that night to be exposed, to be reported on, whatever, to be brought to light, all of the facts that went into the night of his death. And then if the grand jury looks at everything and still decides there's not enough to indict, then that's their decision. But I'm concerned that they did not have all the information they needed to make a decision.
What do you hope the training accomplishes? I mean, I guess one of the things that this task force is going to study is training standards, and I guess some other they're going to make some other recommendations to the General Assembly and to other officials. But what would enhanced training do? Would that have prevented what happened to your son?
That's a good question. I don't think training in and of itself is going to protect anybody. I think we, as human beings, have to confront our attitudes and our beliefs about people with developmental disabilities. So we need to really take stock of what we think and how we act when we interact with people that may be different than we are in some regards. So I believe training is a key component. Once we are committed to the safety and respect and dignity of people with disabilities, then there's certainly strategies and techniques and technical assistance that is necessary that can benefit these interactions, whether it be by police, fire and rescue, paramedics. So there's much to be learned in closing this gap between people with and without disabilities. But that does little to adjust people's attitude and the respect factor that people may have for someone with a developmental disability.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Patty? Anything I'm forgetting to ask? And any other points you'd like to make?
Well, the only point that, from a mother's standpoint, is that this accomplishment, I believe, it really does make me feel like perhaps my son's death was not completely in vain, that even if one other life is saved or an injury or an injury to an officer or a bad outcome for an officer is changed because we stimulate this conversation and we get training going on, then it makes me feel good that his life was not in vain.